From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A report card is out today for the nation's schools and for the federal No Child Left Behind law. National test scores in reading and math for 4th and 8th graders. How did they do? Well, here's the short version. Since 2005, U.S. students have made slight gains in math, even smaller gains in reading, just 1 point for 8th graders. Seemingly little to cheer about for supporters of the law that has pumped billions of extra dollars into the nation's schools. But as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, efforts to put a spin on the numbers began immediately.
Under No Child Left Behind, from 2002 to 2007, reading scores for all groups except Asian students have remained flat. And though the poorest readers appear to be doing slightly better overall, there's been no significant change in the percentage of students reading at or above grade level. Only 3 states, Florida, Hawaii, Maryland, and the District of Columbia, registered meaningful gains in reading in both 8th and 4th grades. 30 states showed no change in either grade. Not exactly what Bush administration officials wanted to hear, although in a conference call with reporters, U.S. Education Secretary Margaret Spellings put her own spin on the small gains since 2005.
Obviously, we're pleased with the results. Still shows we have work to do, no doubt about it, but it's really a very affirming day for the standards and accountability movement.
Spellings also seemed impressed with a modest decrease in the gap between white and black students in reading, a gap that continues to hover at about 30 points. The real good news is in the math results. The catch is that some of the most dramatic gains began long before No Child Left Behind became law. Since 1990, the percentage of students performing at grade level or above in math has tripled, and no one has improved more than black 4th graders. They saw their math score spike 34 points in the last 17 years. Again, Margaret Spellings insists that it's because of No Child Left Behind.
We're going in the right direction, and we don't need to let up now.
At least in math, schools do seem to be doing something right. What exactly schools are doing in math that they can't do in reading, though, raises lots of questions. And you're probably not going to find any answers in today's data from the National Assessment of Educational Progress, or NAEP. Dr. Jerry Wiest is superintendent of schools in Montgomery County, Maryland.
The idea of measurement is not a bad idea, but to do it once a year on a national test that really doesn't tell anybody anything other than how a school is doing.
That's not very helpful, says Wiest. NAEP tests also bear no resemblance to what schools are actually teaching because every state's curriculum is different. The one in Montgomery County is, by all accounts, a really good one. And he points to Shady Grove Middle School as an example. This is Kate Basescu's 8th grade algebra class.
Division, correct.
So I do divide.
Right.
So it was negative. So it's 3, which is less than x, negative 5.
Okay. No. What's 5 divided by 3? Can't forget about that.
What is 5 divided by 3?
You tell me. No. Just leave it in the fraction.
Today, these 8th graders are on a math scavenger hunt, looking for algebraic formulas and problem solving in teams. It's the way kids learn, says Basescu.
So it is a fast pace. It's geared towards a high school class. They do get a high school credit for this. They do take the high school exam. So as far as being prepared, yes, I do think they're prepared, and our job is to move them along and prepare them further. But no, algebra is the foundation. I think everybody needs to have that foundation in order for them to be successful.
Unfortunately, says Superintendent Jerry Wiest, schools like this are the exception, not the rule, because in most states, schools have watered down their standards. That's what the meager gains in NAEP reading and math scores are really showing us, says Wiest. Because under No Child Left Behind, no state wants to adopt high standards and pay the political price for looking bad on any test, including NAEP.
Forget the politics. We ought to be concentrating on the conditions necessary to get every child to a high level of rigor. If we won't, we won't compete. If we don't compete, we lose hope. We lose hope, we got a big problem.
A problem that Congress will tackle in the next few months as it moves to reauthorize No Child Left Behind. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.